Welcome to the Home Talk Guys radio show. We are Ken and Mark, the Home Talk Guys, here to assist with all things home and home repair.
Hey, yeah, and pretty much anything that's allowing a bee in your bonnet. You know, we're kind of like beekeepers of life, without the PPE-looking suit and the smoker.
Beekeepers, huh? Interesting analogy. Anyway, as Christmas approaches, we thought it would be fun to broadcast from Santa's workshop in the North Pole.
Yeah, that's what we thought. But with COVID restrictions, we would have had to quarantine for 2 weeks first, just to be sure the big guy wasn't infected. So we did the next best thing.
I guess, yep. My brother, all 155 pounds, is playing Santa here at the retirement home in the Sawmill Valley.
Okay, let's be clear about this. I augmented my strapping 156 pounds with pillows to round out my Santa persona. Looks pretty authentic, don't you think?
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Sure. But, hey, what's with the tool belt?
It's holding up my pants.
Man, you can pinch a penny. Just buy a wide black Santa belt.
Hey, you know, frugality is a virtue.
Okay, okay. Well, when the seniors get here, here's what I'll do. I'll escort them up to you one at a time. Just keep in mind some of these folks may have some physical and or mental challenges they're dealing with.
I got it. I got it. You know, as a matter of fact, I was listening to three of the gents out in the lobby when we first arrived. They were complaining about their failing bodies.
I'm starting to relate. It's unfortunate how age often brings physical and sometimes mental challenges.
Well, in their case, it was all physical.
Like bad hips?
Nope. Well, here, the one fella said he gets up every day at 6 a.m. with a strong urge to go number one, but he can hardly go.
Ooh, prostate.
Yeah, could be. Then the guy beside him said he gets up at 6 a.m. also and feels like he has to go number two, but he can't make anything happen.
Suppositories.
Yeah, maybe he needs some more fiber or some exercise help sometime. Anyway, the third guy chimes in and said he can relate. He said, I go number one and number two every morning at 7 a.m. without any trouble.
So what was his complaint?
That's what the other two guys said. Sounds like you're in good shape. Regular every day at 7 a.m. You got nothing to complain about. Oh, yes, I do, said the third fella. I usually don't wake up until 8 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. That's pitiful. I hope nobody here heard that.
Well, I'm sure somebody did. Relax. Anyhow, it's just a joke. So how about we try to answer an email before the Christmas party with Santa begins?
Good idea. Let me grab one. Let's see here. Here's one from Jake in Tunnel Hill, Georgia.
Ooh, Tunnel Hill. Let's see. Named for the Chattahoochee or whatever mountain tunnel built in the 1840s. Need a local for that one.
Chattahoochee Mountain. It's the site of the famous locomotive chase during the Civil War.
So what's bothering old Jake?
Let's see here. Jake writes, every winter, the wood molding and hardwood flooring in my house seem to shrink, leaving ugly gaps that generally disappear come spring. What, if anything, can I do to prevent this unsightly cycle? Thanks, Jake.
Excellent question, Jake. The simplest answer is to buy a winter home in South Florida where you can't see the cracks.
Hawaii's nice, too.
Hey, come on. Our listeners want practical answers.
Oh, yeah. Suggesting they buy a second home is practical.
Hey, everybody I know named Jake is loaded. He can easily swing a second home.
And what if your assumption is wrong?
Well, maybe he has a relative in Florida with an extra room.
Jake, just ignore my brother. Your question raises a valid concern many folks have. As the humidity drops during winter and cooler temperatures arrive, moisture in the wood is reduced, causing shrinking. And this is exacerbated by adding heat in our houses.
That's right. It's almost impossible to avoid some cracks in a wood-framed house during the winter heating season.
So the easiest way, despite my brother's earlier suggestion, to reduce cracking is to install a central humidifier in your home.
That's right. This humidifier will treat your home's air supply.
Ooh, air supply. Good group. Can you name a hit?
Can I? You know I'm like a human jukebox. Let's see. Lost in Love. All Out of Love. Even the nights are better.
Don't sing it. Okay, let's see here. Mr. Human Jukebox. For $50, name the artist with the most number one hits during the 1980s.
Really? Here's a hint. Watch this.
Ooh, nice. Santa can moonwalk. But, hey, your stuffing's coming out. Michael Jackson is correct.
That's $50, by the way. Hey, did we finish with Jake?
You know what? No, we didn't. We were talking whole house humidifier.
All right, yeah. Okay, that's usually the easiest way to maintain a comfortable humidity level and reduce wood trim and wood flooring shrinkage.
However, if you're like me and your HVAC is located in your attic that is unheated, I suggest you set up several portable humidifiers around your home. It can be somewhat of a challenge to keep them filled, but in my opinion, it's much better and much safer than possibly having a leak in a water line that's running to a whole house humidifier that's in your attic.
Well, good luck, Jakester. Hey, if you get your place in Florida, we'd be happy to do a remote broadcast from there, say December through February.
Heck, we'll even trade out some handyman work around your place for room and board.
All right, that was a good email. And remember, folks, if you're listening to our show live, A, you have too much free time in your life on Saturday morning, and B, you could call us with your home or home repair questions at 706-657-7594.
That's true, but hey, don't call if you're operating a vehicle.
Yeah, you don't want to be like Mr. Darby.
Mr. Darby?
Yep, he was driving down the interstate when his phone rang.
And what, he answered it?
He sure did. It was his wife with an urgent warning.
Ooh, that's not good.
Darn tootin'. She said, honey, I just heard on the news there's a car going the wrong way on the interstate near you, so please be careful.
Wow, scary stuff.
For sure. Mr. Darby told his wife, heck, it's not just one car, it's hundreds of them.
You know, I remember driving with Dad in the latter part of his life. He'd come to a four-way stop, he'd stop, and then go, never looking for other cars. I suspect he knew why I eventually asked if I could drive any time we were using his car.
Yeah, being in the passenger seat was risky. You know, it's tough to give up that freedom, but chances are someday most of us will.
And hopefully we can make it an easy process for our children.
Yeah, unlike Dad, who was determined, he was still a great driver, despite all the dings in his car.
That's right. It was always somebody else's fault. Yeah. You know, I recently read an article on 60andme.com offering some tips to help convince an elderly parent to stop driving.
Did you share these with your kids?
Not yet. I still have a few good years left. Yeah. So the first suggestion is this, to compile a list of observations about your parents' driving that identify why it's no longer safe for them to drive. Then you want to come up with an alternative transportation option so that they can still get around and socialize, make appointments, and not feel isolated.
Yeah, that was Dad's big thing, you know, getting out of the house to socialize. He needed to make bagels and coffee
That's
in the morning.
Right. Every morning. The next suggestion is to discuss a topic with your elderly parent respectfully. But I can tell you, it still may not go well.
That's for sure. But, hey, it's part of the cycle of life.
That may be why another suggestion is to be understanding and allow your parents time to accept the change in the reality.
Yeah, you know, I also heard a suggestion to conveniently lose their car keys.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but it is a conversation that must be addressed if their driving becomes an issue. It's for their own safety as well as others along near somewhere close proximity of the road.
And folks, one of the indirect ways, if you're lucky, which is what happened to us, is if your parents' primary physician decides that they are unable to drive, in some states, the physician can get their license taken away. But now on that chipper note, hey, let's pause for a word from an exclusive Home Talk Guys sponsor. This is the Home Talk Guys Radio Network.
Golly, Philip Betts here for HoneydewHookup.com. Are you tired of the same old meeting sites? There are sites for rich people, highly educated people, just all kind of people. Some ask you lots of psychological questions or ask you to use pre-made statements. Some even encourage you to do creative writing, explaining why you, yes you, are so great that there's no way you should be on your own. All of this is in an effort to find that one compatible person for you. Well, here at HoneydewHookup.com, we have a different point of view. We say, how hard is it to be compatible when you're enjoying a sunny day at the racetrack or a wonderful day hiking in the woods? Who hates a nice barbecue dinner out or cycling through the countryside? I know I don't, but if you really want to know if you're compatible and you don't want to spend 3 months and half your beer money to get there, We have the answer. We say the true way to test compatibility is to do a home improvement project together. Spend a day prepping and painting a room, installing a dishwasher, even harder, try loading it together, hanging a new light fixture or gutting a wall. Maybe lend a hand with wallpaper or tile. We believe after doing a few projects together, you will definitely know if you're compatible or, frankly, you don't want to see each other again. Here at HoneydewHookup.com, we don't care about all those initials after your name or which tax bracket you're in. We ask important questions like, can you name 10 uses of duct tape? Do you know what GFI, PVC, and LED stand for? Can you tell the difference between an oil filter, an air filter, and a lint filter? Can you paint a room like Picasso? Or more important, do you paint over the light switches or do you remove them? You know what I mean. Hey, can you plant asparagus or fold in an egg white? And last but far from least, does insulation make you itchy? You get the point, so get over to HoneydewHookups.com and find someone to help with their project or find someone to help you with yours. If you're interested in learning something new, maybe you can teach each other while lending a helping hand. Afterwards, maybe catch a meal. Who knows? Well, I'm Philip Bitts for HoneydewHookups.com, where relationships are built, or at least maybe something gets done.
Welcome back to the Home Talk, guys, with us, Ken and Mark. Now, remember, if you take them up on the Honeydew hookup, be sure you wear your mask.
Yeah, you know, our mission is to provide definitive, expert advice to your questions and conundrums.
That may be our mission, but our practice is to kind of prattle on in hopes of maybe stumbling across a kernel of truth among the verbal wasteland of consonants and vowels we
Wait a minute. You're speaking for yourself, I'm sure, because I deal in facts, just the facts, like Joe Friday, and reality. Folks get solid advice. Make no believe fantasy from me.
Fantasy, huh? Okay, sure thing there, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, speaking of facts, were you able to digest the facts from last week's brain twister and arrive at an answer?
Was I? I'm frankly getting a little concerned that there's a dumbing down of our brain twisters. You know, real handy folks, like the ones on Listen to Our Show, they like real challenges, not correct your own test and turn in your score exercises.
Yeah, I used to love those tests in school.
What grade do you think you should have?
Well, you know what? The brain twisters have been a little easier, but that will change, I promise you. For now, let me reread last week's brain twister, and then you enlighten us with an answer.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let me get it in front of me. The Sawmill Valley was all set for the annual Christmas ball at the Lumberjack Lodge, which had been made into an awesome Christmas land. Are you Joe Friday? I swear I hear.
Yeah.
Police radio. Anyway, as guests were arriving, a truthful politician, an honest used car salesman, and Santa Claus got into an elevator at the lodge to go up to the ballroom. Just before the doors opened, they all noticed a $5 bill laying on the floor of the elevator. The question was, which one picked it up?
And you call that a brain twister?
Well, yeah. So what's the answer?
Well, Santa, of course. The other two folks don't exist.
Well done. And I promise, as I said, this week's will not be quite so easy.
Good, because Hansi Markashu need challenge to stay strong.
Perhaps Markashu is a challenge to himself. Anyway, did we have a winner?
A soul grasshopper.
Good. Who is the winner?
Winner is Rosemary from Brentwood, Tennessee.
Brentwood, huh? Must be listening online to our podcast or via the TuneIn app. Anyway, congratulations, Rosemary. We'll be in touch soon. Hey, what are you doing?
Well, this fake beard makes me itch. It's only the second time I've ever worn it.
The second time? When else did you wear a fake Santa beard?
Well, at Halloween, you know. I got invited to a Halloween party, and they were telling everybody to dress to kill. Apparently, though, a turban, beard, and a backpack wasn't what they had in mind.
That would have been a sight. Anyway, while you deal with your beard, how about I read this week's brain twister?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, let me get it here. A humble man is sitting in a pub wondering how he'll pay his rent when he notices a man next to him pull out a wad of $50 bills from his wallet. The humble man turns to the apparent rich man and says to him, "I have an amazing talent. I know almost every song that has ever existed." The rich man laughs in disbelief. The humble man says, "I'm willing to bet you all the money you have in that wallet that I can sing a genuine song with a lady's name of your choice in it." The rich man laughs again and says, "Okay, how about my daughter's name, Rosemary Elizabeth Miller?" The rich man goes home poor. The humble man goes home with money to pay his rent and more. The question is, what song did the humble man sing?
Wow. Boy, you know, I've listened to a lot of music over the years, but I don't recall a song with that name in it. Perhaps it's a folk song or maybe some regional song.
Perhaps, but no clues from me. So anyway, if you think you know the answer to this week's Brain Twister and you'd like a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Ace, Lowe's, or Home Depot, email your answer to mail@hometalkguys.com.
That's right. If you have a question, use the other one. Anyway, if emailing your answer to the Brain Twister is too vexatious, you can tape your answer to a set of Nitto Ridge Grappler tires. They have that revolutionary dynamic hybrid tread pattern that offers a quiet and comfortable ride, while the deep aggressive sidewall lugs and shoulder grooves, which are arranged in alternating widths and lengths, clear mud and maintain traction. Be sure they have the stone ejectors to protect the bottom of the groove from stone drilling. You can drop those off here at the Lumberjack Lodge. Attention to Mark. Mark with a C.
You know a set of those can easily exceed $1,000, right?
Yeah, but it's a very small price to pay for an enhanced chance of winning the Brain Twister.
Enhanced, yeah, oh, right. Oh. You plan on doing some off-roading, maybe?
Well, not unless the snow or ice makes my road impassable. But winter is coming, you know, and always thinking ahead, Grasshopper.
Smart. Hey, and speaking of winter, with Christmas coming and more folks spending time indoors, now is a good time to sort through some of that stuff that's been sitting in your attic, garage, or basement, and possibly make some money selling the stuff you never use.
Yep, but the corollary to that is now can be a good time to pick up some bargains.
All right, in an effort to better serve our community, the Home Talk guys want to take a few minutes and offer our airtime for some swap and shop.
That's right. This is a chance to unload those items formerly known as junk, or maybe pick up a bargain.
And with that, let's open the phone lines. Hey, hey, look at that. We already have a call. Hello, you're on the swap and shop with Ken and Mark. Who's this?
Hello, this is Harold. You fellas realize your number is the same as the pizza shop?
Hey, it's that guy that called a month or so ago and thought he had called the pizza shop.
Well, then hang up on him.
No, man. He seems oriented this time. Well, Harold, what can we do for you today on Swap and Shop?
Hey, I'm looking for a Santa suit.
All right. You going to play Santa for some kids this year?
Oh, no. I'm applying for a job at a furniture store. They're looking for male Santas that can dance.
Dancing Santas, huh? That's a new one to me. What size suit do you need?
Well, I'm hoping for a medium, but I can make a large work. The ad says it should be easy to remove.
Okay, so what kind of dancing will you be doing?
Well, the ad suggests dance moves designed to enhance the fantasy of Santa.
Wow, sounds like a Disney movie.
Well, I may be old, but I still have a few moves, like my electric slide. Oh.
Harold, are you all right?
Well, yes, I guess. I should have warmed up before I tried to split. I think I may have pulled a groiny.
Sounds painful. Well, let's see if we can find you a medium or large Santa suit. What number should listeners call if they have a suit?
Hey, they can call my home at Hazel 17866.
All right. So if any listener has a medium or large Santa suit, Harold would like to speak with you. His number is Hazel 17866. Well, Harold, good luck in your efforts to get the Dancing Santa job at the furniture store. Be sure to warm up in advance.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, by the way, the ad says I may get tips, so I'd like to invite your listeners to come visit the furniture store.
Great. If you'd like to see Harold the Dancing Santa, you can go to...
Hey, wait a minute. It won't just be me. The ad says they're hiring 8 to 10 Dancing Santas.
For one furniture store?
Hey, that's what the ad says.
What furniture store is this?
Hey, let me see here. It's called Chippendales.
Chippendales? Are you sure it means furniture?
Well, what else would it mean, Sonny? I know Chippendale furniture. It originated in the 16th century, right here in good old USA.
Right, but I'm not aware of a furniture store here in the valley called Chippendale's. I am, however, aware of a show called Chippendale's. Can you read the whole ad to me?
Certainly, Sonny. Wanted, male Santa dancers. World-famous Chippendale's is bringing their holiday show, A Gift Short Excite and Be Unwrapped. Dancers should bring their best moves to enhance the Santa fantasy for all to see. 8 to 10 dancers needed for the Sawmill Valley engagement. Hey, performances nightly with tips likely.
Harold, that's not what you think. It's not a furniture store.
Hey, don't you rain on my parade now, mister. I have Chippendale chairs in my house. I know Chippendale when I see it.
Harold, that's the wrong Chippendale. You're about to apply for what's billed as a Mantastic Abs party.
Hey, don't be silly, young one. Who ever heard of a Mantastic Abs party?
Harold, it's a male dancing show. Think Las Vegas, exotic dancers, bow ties, and little else.
Hey, now are you suggesting I'm trying out for some type of burlesque show?
Worse. That Santa suit you're looking for better be covering a six-pack and about 10% body fat.
That's ridiculous. You know how old I am? Hey, why would a furniture store want Santas like that?
Harold, furniture has nothing to do with this. Chippendale's is a male show for women.
Women?
Yes. You'll be dancing in front of a bunch of women.
Well, now, I better be going.
Yeah. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Hey, burst nothing, Sonny. I've got sit-ups to do.
Man, I'm worn out. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back after a short message. This is the Home Talk Guys Radio Network.
Big John here, the head man at House of Thrones Plumbing Supply, where our business is helping you get rid of your business. Our warehouse is everything needed to replace your head, elbows, and bladder. You can do it yourself with no doctor visit required. Starting today, we're selling the new Get Out shower head. It's just one of many new plumbing fixtures with artificial intelligence on the market today. It easily replaces your existing shower head and is operated by your smartphone, and don't worry, it's password protected. Perfect for teenagers, you can program the shower head to shut down after a predetermined time. Only a command from your phone will allow the water to flow again for the same person. To avoid catching people with shampoo in their hair or half-shaven legs, you can program the water to taper from warm to stone cold up to 3 minutes before complete shutdown. This is an effective and humane way to provide notice to quickly wrap up the cleansing process. Another great feature of the Get Out showerhead is facial recognition. That's right, you can limit a person to one or two showers a day. If the system recognizes someone exceeding their limit, it won't let the water flow. Nice, huh? If you and your spouse are going away and leaving college kids at home, use the solo-only feature. If the system detects more than one person in the shower at the same time, no water will flow. We'll just leave it at that. And the Get Out showerhead offers complete privacy to bathers, as the facial recognition feature does not take, keep, or store any images. So come see us and pick up your own Get Out showerhead. It may save you more than just money. For House of Thrones, this is Big John saying, have a drip-free day.
Welcome back to the Home Talk, guys. We are Ken and Mark, here to assist with all things home and home repair.
Or anything else that may be sticking in your claw. Hey, speaking of which, I almost got pulled over on my way here today.
Uh-oh, using your cell phone again?
Nope, I was going just a little bit over the speed limit, and I got to thinking.
In your case, that can be dangerous.
Oh, you should try it sometime. Anyhow, as the police lights flashed on after I passed by, I started to think of, what am I going to say? Luckily for me, The cop was apparently responding to a call. He blew right past me.
Well, you know, had you been pulled over, just be polite.
Right. So what do you think if the officer says papers and I say scissors?
I think jail time. Now, enough nonsense. Are you ready to portion out some of your talent?
Sure. I mean, it is the giving season. Let me get my spoons out of my Santa bag. I've been practicing some Christmas carols.
No. I wasn't referring to your spoon playing. I was suggesting you do the tip of the week segment.
Oh, good. You know, I was hoping to keep my spoon playing under wraps until all the residents show up for the Christmas party. I figured I'd do like a little concert, maybe sell a few CDs to these olders.
You're kind of like the Zamfir of the spoons, huh?
I don't know. I prefer to call myself the Duke of Dinnerware. Get it? Duke as in Duke Ellington.
Yeah. I get it. Anyway, for now, how about some useful tips for the week?
Well, it would be my pleasure. On last week's show, we discussed caring for Christmas trees. So this week, I thought I'd share some tips on heater safety.
Ooh, very timely. As according to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is a leading cause of fires in homes.
Yep. Local fire departments respond to about 52,000 fires involving heating equipment every year. And, you know, the leading factor contributing to home heating fires is failure to clean, principally from solid-fueled heating equipment, primarily chimneys.
And we talked about the chimney cleaning several weeks ago. It's very important.
Sure is.
You know, the leading factor contributing to home heating fire deaths is heating equipment too close to things that can burn. Right?
Such as upholstered furniture, clothing, mattress, or bedding. Most home heating fire deaths involve stationary or portable space heaters.
That's right. And nearly half of all these home fires occurs during December, January, and February. So we're ready for your tips.
All right. Get your pencils ready. Unlike most of what we say, this is actually important. In order to keep you and your loved ones warm and safe, the following tips come from the National Fire Protection Association. To begin, keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet away from heating equipment, like the furnace, a fireplace, wood stove, or portable space heater.
Right, and if you have children living or visiting in your home, create like a 3-foot kid-free zone around open fires and space heaters to ensure their safety.
And folks, your oven is not meant to heat your home, so avoid that. Save it for baking yummy holiday treats.
That's right. And you know what? Use a licensed professional to install stationary space heating equipment and your central heating equipment. As much as we like DIY projects, there are times and places when the pros are needed.
That's right. And please, your space heaters are not meant to be your primary heating source in your home. And never leave portable heaters on when you leave a room or the house, or go to bed.
That's right. And as we said a few shows back, all heating equipment and chimneys should be cleaned and inspected every year by a licensed professional.
That's right. And hey, be sure to always use the right kind of fuel that's specified by the manufacturer for fuel-burning space heaters. And very important, if you smell gas in your gas heater, do not light the appliance. Leave the home immediately and call your local fire department or gas company.
That's right, and they're usually very responsive. Also, make sure if you have a fireplace that you have a sturdy screen in front of it to stop sparks from flying into the room.
That's right, and most fuel-burning equipment should be vented outside per the manufacturer's instruction to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. And once again, please check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors today and periodically to ensure they are working properly.
Right, and also, be sure your family has a well-developed and practiced home escape plan for all members of the household.
You should also have fire extinguishers, and everyone should know where they are located because house fires are for real, and we can do a lot to try to prevent them.
Real for sure. I remember our house burned down the day before Thanksgiving when I was in second grade. It's a sickening feeling even now to think about that.
Yep. Well, thankfully for us, at the time, we were all in school and our parents were not at home.
Wow. Another heavy segment on the Home Talk, guys.
Well, you know, sometimes heavy is called for if you care about others.
That's true. And we care about our listeners. That's for sure. And you know what? I know a designer that also cares, at least about minimalist design.
Oh, man. You mean Ivanta Egon.
Sure enough. Let's listen into an interview we had with her in our studio.
Right, that's great. Let's listen very carefully to this interview. Ms. Egon, we are honored to have you join us on our humble show.
Thank you, my darlings.
Your travels around the world have exposed you to much in the way of holiday decorating, I'm sure.
Yes, I have been to the four corners of the world.
And experienced amazing celebrations?
It must have been excessive. Lights, candles, bright colors adorning myriad objects is too much.
Well, you know, our little town is beginning preparations for the holidays. What designing advice can you share with us?
In Russia, we have sing, Vishat Lapu Nanushi. It means to hang noodles on the ears. In America, you call BS. In other words, you, Americans, are losing the meaning of the holiday through excess.
Can you give us an example?
Think of your Christmas tree. It symbolizes life in the midst of death.
You think a Christmas tree is excessive?
Oh, no, my darlings. It is your decorating, excessive lights, bulbs. And what is this tinsel? It is overdone. It masks the true meaning.
So what do you suggest?
Focus on simplicity. That's the beauty of minimalist design. An unassuming star atop the tree to direct one's thoughts heavenward. A single bulb to remind all that life is a lonely journey.
Well, what about wreaths and garland?
A barren wreath with a single black bow.
You mean red bow and no greenery on the wreath?
Did I say red?
No.
Oh, good. Just cold, hard, metal frame symbolizing this mortal existence, punctuated with a black bow to represent death. Oh, cold and hard. Reminds me of my Boris.
What?
Oh, never mind.
But doesn't a barren wreath detract from the cheer of the season?
No, it begs the onlooker to seek solace in the season, rather than getting lost in the excess.
Brilliant. I see your point.
Yeah, and I see yours. It's on top of your head. This is crazy.
And what of Santa?
Well, in Russia, we have Father Frost or Dead Moroz. You Americans indulge your Santa in excess with his portly belly and jolly laugh. Russian Father Frost is frigid and gaunt like life.
Frigid and gaunt? Santa?
And stockings hung by the fire?
No stockings. An old worn shoe to be filled with candy and lumps of coal to warm the heart and the home.
Your ideas will certainly speed up holiday decorating, that's for sure.
Holidays are for introspection. Decoration should assist in focusing the mind and spirit, not distract it.
Wow, I can't believe it. But in an odd sort of way, I'm starting to see your point. Simplify so the reason for the season is the focus.
Ha! Now who's the crazy one?
I must go.
Well, if you're in town later today, please join us at Big Buck's Coffee House for a Christmas Carol sing-along. All the folks from the Sawmill Valley will be there, and I'm sure they'd love to see you.
Oh, charming, I am sure. Now, I must go. I have interview with Oprah.
You must mean Oprah.
No, Oprah, I am told, is local opera singer named Vinny. Prochet.
What?
Russian. Goodbye.
Well, thanks again. Hope you can stop by tonight. You know, I bet her opera singer is Vinny of Max and Vinny. Boy, is she in for a surprise.
Hey, you know, he has a pretty nice voice. You know, personally, I'm not real big on the excessive, but she makes me feel like a hoarder.
Minimalist design isn't for everyone, but she is passionate about her work.
You know, I learned early on you don't have to like all design to appreciate good design.
Ooh, waxing a little philosophical. Well said.
You know, every thinker has some philosopher in them.
Thinker, huh? Then you surely know the difference between an arts major and a philosophy major.
Yeah, I sure do. One of them will ask why you want fries with that.
Hey, you are on your game, so let's try and help another listener, okay? Here's an email from Nancy. She writes and wants to know if we have any thoughts on preventing frozen pipes. By the way, Nancy is listening in Brigham City, Utah.
Wow, Brigham City. You know, I've never been there.
I have. It's really beautiful. It's set at the base of the mountains, and it's an easy drive from Salt Lake or spectacular Cache Valley.
Boy, that sounds like we should go do a broadcast from there on the company payroll.
Maybe. We'll see if our vast staff can get us on the radio there, perhaps, as Nancy must be listening via podcast or using the TuneIn app.
Well, Ms. Nancy's in luck, because I do have some thoughts on preventing frozen water pipes.
Me too. Don't hire the builder that I hired to build my addition. They did a terrible job. Every year, the water line freezes when it gets really cold outside, and I called the owner about it, and he did nothing. It just amazes me, and it's frustrating that, you know, you have no water in the bathroom until the weather warms up.
Yeah, well, I wondered why you were getting that odor about you. Anyway, someone may need some therapy after that.
Well, no, I'm just amazed at the quality some people put forth, and they continue to stay in business. It just amazes
me. Yeah, well, that's enough therapy for you now. So let's help Nancy. My first suggestion is to keep the heat on. If you're leaving your home during winter months, whether overnight or a long visit to sunny Florida, make sure the heat is kept on in your home.
Right. Ideally, you want to keep it set above 50 degrees.
Yep, that should provide enough heat to keep the pipes warm, thereby increasing chances the water inside those pipes won't freeze.
And to be extra safe, you can allow a faucet to drip, although this is for short periods away.
That's right. If you're heading to warmer climates, it may be best to turn the water off to your house altogether. However, for short periods, if you're afraid of a pipe will freeze, open the faucet fed by the pipe just a bit so the faucet drips very slightly. This relieves pressure in the system. If the pipe freezes, it is actually that pressure that is created between the blockage and the faucet that will cause the pipe to burst.
And allowing the faucet to be open prevents this pressure from building up, thus reducing the chance of a pipe burst.
And if the faucet is served by both hot and cold water pipes, open both faucet taps slightly or set a single-handle faucet to slightly warm.
All right, and to reduce the waste of water, consider catching the drips in a large bowl. That's something I do.
Okay, Nancy. The something else we'd recommend is if you have pipes that are inside cabinets like the kitchen or bathroom, keep the cabinet doors open at night, especially if the pipes are on an exterior wall, like right. My brother's.
Yeah, that's right. You know, keeping those open allows the heat to keep those pipes nice and toasty warm. It's also a good idea, however, to keep the interior doors in your house open so the heat can move freely throughout the house.
Also important, seal the gaps around the holes where pipes run through walls or floors, especially where the hole is letting in cold air. Use caulking or spray foam insulation.
Right, and if you can, seal the holes on both sides, interior and exterior.
The last thought on this is to consider adding extra insulation. Pipes in areas that don't have sufficient insulation, such as your basement, your crawl spaces, or up in the attic, they may need extra insulation to keep from freezing.
And if you've had a problem with freezing pipes, extra insulation could be an affordable cure, so long as you don't have to tear open walls to get to them.
Hey, pipes that are exposed can easily be fitted with those foam rubber sleeves or fiberglass sleeves. This helps decrease the chances of freezing.
That's right. But understand, Nancy, insulation can help keep a pipe closer to the temperature of the water inside the pipe, but it does not add heat to the pipe.
Right. So the extra insulation will not prevent freezing if, like my brother says, they're exposed to prolonged freezing temperatures.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, good luck, Nancy, and thanks for listening.
That's right. And as far as me, or if you're remodeling your home, my main priority in these situations is avoid at all costs putting any pipes in exterior walls. And so also, Nancy, hey, if you do head to Florida for the winter and need a driver handyman to help in Florida, I know the perfect guy that will trade for room and board.
Yeah, but he comes with a cat.
Yeah, but he doesn't eat much and he's very unobtrusive.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we had such overwhelming response to last week's edition of the number one rated Handy Folk series, As the Wrench Turns. What do you say we air another episode?
Hey, that's fine by me. You know, I'm still working to catch up on several I missed while we did the singing Christmas tree job.
Okay, then let's roll tape and listen. I was still in my jammies reading the latest edition of Handyman magazine and nursing what was now a lukewarm cup of day-old hot chocolate when my phone rang. It was 5:45 in the morning. Must be a wrong number, I thought, so I didn't answer it. But it rang again. Maybe a client with a broken pipe, so I picked up. Hello? Walt's Honey Don't Honeydew.
Hello? This is Maggie Howell. I'm sorry to call so early, but I'm in a terrible pickle and I suspected you'd be awake.
Her hunch was right. Any handyman worth his salt is up before dawn and on the job by daybreak. Your suspicion's correct, I said.
Good. I'm willing to pay your daily fee, but I need you to start at once.
Daily fee, I thought. I charge by the job. So I ask, what is it you want me to do?
I'm having an important dinner party in 2 days, and the new table I bought is way too big to get inside my home. I paid $25,000 for this table, and I don't want it damaged, but I really need it in my house.
$25,000? I didn't realize tables could cost that much, I thought. I mean, a flat top with legs designed to hold food reminds me of my ex-wife. This I gotta see. Okay, I said. I charge $150 a day, plus materials. What's your address? As I suspected, she lived on the ritzy side of town, about 20 minutes from me. I quickly dressed and headed out. On the way, I stopped for some fresh hot chocolate at the local Here and Gone Gas Mart, where I also met up with Jasper, a college kid that helps me at times when I need an extra pair of unskilled hands.
Good morning, Mr. Walt. Is that more hot chocolate?
Jasper studied nutrition at the local college. He can be annoying, but he's dependable and cheap. Yes, it is, I replied.
Now, Mr. Walt, you know that's loaded with sugar, and chocolate can have unsafe levels of cadmium and nickel, which can accumulate and cause you serious problems.
Last week it was growth hormones in my milk, and now possible heavy metals in my hot chocolate. Can't wait to hear his reaction to my PB&J sandwich. I live on the edge, kid. Now hop in and let's go. Within minutes, we arrived at the gate to Maggie's house.
Hello?
This is Walt, with Walt's Honey Don't Honeydew.
Oh, good. I'll buzz you in. Just pull up to the garage and I'll meet you there.
Her lawn was meticulous. Flower beds well-edged. Arborist mulch not mounted up or touching the tree trunks. I was impressed. As we pulled up in front of a 5-stall garage, one of the doors opened, and Maggie Howe walked out. She was young, maybe early 20s.
I'm Maggie. Thanks for coming over so fast.
I'm Walt, and this is... I turned to introduce Jasper, and he was gone. I brought a helper with me, I said, but he seems to have wandered off. I quickly scanned the yard, and over by the hedges was Jasper, pouring out my hot chocolate. There he is. That's Jasper.
Well, come in, please. The table is here in the garage.
I followed her in as Jasper ran to catch up. The floor of the garage was the cleanest I'd ever seen. Everything in the joint was neat and organized. And there, taking up one full garage bay, was the largest table I had ever seen. Jasper's eyes lit up.
Wow! Is that the table or an elevated soccer field?
That's it. I didn't fully appreciate just how big it was when I bought it online. Let me show you where it goes.
Her home was dripping with custom molding, the hallways lined with pictures of bugs. Apparently, she was an heiress to the Send and Exterminating Empire. We ended up in the dining hall, as she called it, a room about the size of my house, with more ornate molding on the walls and pictures of the Send and family all around, glimmering in the soft morning sun beaming through a large glass dome in the ceiling.
This is it. I need that table in here by tomorrow night. What do you think?
Oh, if we can keep them healthy, ma'am, Mr. Walt can do it.
We'll do our best, I said. Then Jasper and I walked back to the garage. First thing was to measure the table. Then we traced and measured every possible route from the outside of the house to the dining hall. There was no way that beast of a table, unaltered, would fit, even if I removed the legs. It's not looking good, I said to Jasper.
Oh, if we could only cut a hole in the wall!
Not enough time for demo and repair. Then it hit me. There's already a giant hole. The dome in the ceiling. We hurried back in and measured the dome. Sure enough, we could unbolt the dome, crane the table in, and replace the dome. I called Maggie and told her the plan.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
I sent Jasper into town to arrange a crane while I worked on the dome bolts. By dusk, we had the table in place and the dome reattached.
I can't thank you enough. Here's your pay and a little bonus for your work.
You don't give many bonuses in handyman work. So I thanked her and we headed out. As we waited for the entry gate to open, I glanced at the check. $1,000. Gee, I thought, this calls for a celebration. Jasper, when was the last time you had a nice steak?
Mr. Walt, red meat can be high in saturated fat, which can raise cholesterol, and higher levels of LDL cholesterol increase the risk of heart disease.
What a pinhead, I thought, and he's paying for that education. It had been a long day, and a full moon dressed in soft clouds now hung in the sky. Good work today, Jasper, I said as I dropped him off at his car. Be careful as you drive home.
Thanks, Mr. Walt.
Jasper got into his car, and I dialed Ruthie's Steakhouse and made a reservation for one in 20 minutes. As I drove into the night, I realized a handyman's work is never done.
Man, you know, I wonder if Walt has ever met Max and Benny.
I don't know. Could be interesting, just like the next commercial from an exclusive Home Talk Guy sponsor.
Remember, folks, if you have a question you'd like us to address, email it to us at questions@hometalkguys.com. We try to monitor our email throughout the show. This is the Home Talk Guys Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Slim Jim here, owner, undertaker, and makeup artist at the Last Stop Funeral Home and Taxidermy, the place you want to go for a happy ending. Well, as the holidays approach, it's almost time for our annual casket sale. It starts the Saturday after Black Friday. One of the best gifts you can give your loved ones is to pre-plan your final wishes, and attending our annual casket sale is a great start. Every year, we offer unbelievable discounts on scratch and dent caskets. Even deeper discounts can be found on our gently used and off-lease models. All go through extensive cleaning process. This year, we are introducing three new models. One is the new No Chill model for folks like that cold weather wimp Mark over at Home Talk Guys. It comes complete with a tombstone mounted solar panel to run a tiny heater, so inside the casket stays comfy. The second new model is for those folks with the totally unfounded fear that someone will rob their grave. The Fort Knox model is so secure Bonnie and Clyde couldn't rob it. And our third new addition is for the eco-green environmental crowd. The dust-to-dust model is a completely biodegradable casket. It is guaranteed to dissolve in 12 months or less, so its occupant can become one with the soil. Oh, for this event, the caskets will be displayed on the floor of our parlor so anyone can try them out for comfort. All our caskets come with a free 30-day in-home trial, and any casket purchased during this sale will be upgraded with a foam mattress topper. This is Slam Jim saying don't miss this sale, and remember, the Last Stop Funeral Home and Taxidermy should always be the last thing on your bucket list. Oh, now back to that cold weather wimp Mark on the Home Talk Guys.
Welcome back to the Home Talk Guys radio show. We are Ken and Mark, the Home Talk Guys.
Here to assist with all things home and home repair or anything else that needs TLC.
Hey, you know, what was your favorite Christmas show as a kid?
Oh, man, hands down, it was The Grinch.
Ooh, that was a good one. I really liked Rudolph, too. I loved the music.
Yep. Burl Ives. Silver and gold is great.
Yeah. Here's your lyrics again. You know, we've been playing Christmas music in my house while we're getting ready for Christmas. It's been great.
You know who else is getting ready for Christmas? Head Doctor Hertzum. And our traveling Mike was there to listen in.
Son, son, time to wake up. Now that Thanksgiving is over, Mom will let us erect the Christmas tree.
But, Dad, can't I sleep in and help out in a few hours? I was up till 1 a.m. playing Rockers 2.
Another engineering marvel. How a player can simulate playing an instrument with just a few moves of the hand. You know, I used to play a little guitar when I was your age.
Really?
Indeed. I was kind of the Edward Van Halen in my school.
Who's that?
Never mind. Now, you need to wake up as I have to move your bed.
My bed? But why?
So we can erect the family Christmas tree.
But what does that have to do with moving my bed? I mean, I just moved into this room.
Well, son, when we purchased a new Christmas tree at the after Christmas sale last year, I made a minor miscalculation.
Oh, what did you miscalculate?
Available ceiling space to tree height.
What does that mean?
It means the tree is too tall to fit into our house. So while you and Mom were out, I cut a hole in your floor so the tree can fit.
So the top of the Christmas tree will stick up into my room?
Yes. Very festive. Every night you can fall asleep to the twinkling of the stars atop the tree.
But, Dad, won't folks want to see the entire tree when they come to visit for Christmas?
Well, I thought of that, so I was able to secure a second tree to erect in the entry. But I need your help installing a new dome on the roof first.
Dome on the roof?
Yes, a clear plastic dome. It'll give our home the feel of a state capital.
But, Dad, why are we doing that now?
Son, I like your questions. Every good engineer knows the importance of questions, but we need to get moving before your mom returns from her yoga class.
Well, why don't we just put up the new tree and work on the dome some other day?
Okay, well, I made a slight miscalculation on the new tree, and it's non-refundable.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
It means without the added space from the dome on our roof, the new tree won't fit into our entry. Now, come on, this will be fun.
Dad, will my friends laugh when they see our Christmas tree sticking up through the roof of our house?
Now, son, we engineers are trained to factor in all possibilities and only then construct a solution.
What does that mean?
In this case, it means I bought 12 life-size reindeer to put around the dome so it's less noticeable.
Is Mom okay with this?
Sure. Your mother likes my creativity.
Creativity? Is that the word that describes what Mom means when she says Dad has unique tendencies in his handiwork?
Huh? Your mother says that, does she?
Oh, all the time.
Well, then, hey, we better get going before she gets home. You climb onto the roof and lower this rope. I'll get the reindeer.
He is one devoted father.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to swing by his house to give that tree a look.
Well, before you run off, let's give a listen to the up-and-comer featured down at Big Buck's Coffee House and Wild Game Cafe this week.
Ooh, Marcashew was there. The band was the Articles out of Richmond. Let's listen to a song they played called One Day of Peace.
Come to an end while we all talk. just one day on Christmas. All of the world will find peace. All of the world will find peace. Let the soldiers return to their families. Let their guns all fall silent and calm. Let the road weary traveler find shelter. Let the black sheep return to the fold. Let the ships out at sea sail calm waters. Let the rich take a meal with the poor. Let the refugee find a way homeward. Let the leaders no longer choose war. And I don't want any presents for Christmas. No gifts wrapped up under the tree. Pray for just one day on Christmas. All of the world will find peace. All of the world will find peace. Let malice give way to acceptance. Let the laughter of children be heard. Let hatred subside and let love turn the tide. Let the lines between nations be blurred. Let hearts that are fearful find courage. Let all of the famished be fed. Let bound souls be freed and goodwill replace greed. Let the foe and his rival break bread. And I don't want any presents for Christmas. No gifts wrapped up under the tree. And I pray for just one day on Christmas. All of the world will find peace. For I know if we had peace on Christmas, just one day without any fear, we wouldn't just want peace on Christmas. We'd want peace the rest of the year.
An excellent song for this time of year.
Yeah, and for the current state of our country.
To paraphrase Ben Franklin, we have a republic if we can keep it.
Yeah, that's a pretty big topic. Let's save that for another day.
And another show. Well, we are the Home Talk Guys, and we really appreciate you joining us today. We hope you've learned a little, laughed a little maybe, and tell a friend to join us next week for another edition of the Home Talk Guys radio show, home of the Honeydew Eradication Association.
And remember to keep in touch by visiting us online at hometalkguys.com. We have the Brain Twister there and plenty of other things, music, etc. And share the warm feeling you get when you listen to our show with others by telling them to check out podcasts of past shows on any reputable podcast site.
Warm feeling, huh? That's their involuntary muscles getting irritated by our lack of radio decorum.
Hey, stop your rambling. Looks like it's showtime. Here come all the senior citizens. Reminds me of a Texas Ranger convention.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah, look at all those walkers.
Oh, man. And with that, we will sign off. Now, let's go out and do some good.
Yo, good night, Mac.
Good night, DaVincenzo.